Hello children, today I'll be teaching English literature for class 4, the second chapter named The Elephant's Child by Rudyard Kipling. This story is set in Africa when the world was new, and elephants did not have trunks. They had blackish bulgy noses about the size of a boot. They could wiggle their noses from side to side but could not pick up anything. The elephant's child lived with his parents. He was very curious. He wanted to know all about the world and was always asking questions to other animals. He asked his aunt Ostrich why her neck was so long. She spanked him with her hard claw. "Why are your eyes so red?" he asked his broad aunt, the hippopotamus. The hippopotamus too spanked him with her broad hoof. He always asked too many questions. One day the elephant's child became curious and wanted to know what the crocodile ate for dinner. A kolokolo bird, who was his old friend, told him to go to the banks of the great grey green Limpopo River and find out. So the very next morning he set off, taking 100 pounds of bananas and 17 melons. As he travelled for many days, eating the bananas and melons all the way and throwing the peels all over, finally he reached the banks of the great grey green Limpopo River exactly as the kolokolo bird had said. While he was walking along the river, he stepped onto something that looked like a log. Suddenly it started to move and blink its eyes. The elephant's child said, "Have you seen the crocodile?" "I am the crocodile," answered the animal. The elephant's child was so happy finally to have found the crocodile. "I've been looking for you. What do you eat for dinner?" asked the elephant child. "I'll tell you. Come a little closer," answered the crocodile. As the elephant's child went closer, the crocodile said, "I eat elephants," and snap! The crocodile leaped and caught the elephant by his nose. The elephant's child cried, "Let go of my nose, it's hurting." But the crocodile had no intention of letting go of his nose. The elephant sat back on his haunches and pulled and pulled, and his nose began to stretch and grew longer and longer. 1 foot, 2 feet, 3 feet. Little by little he moved, pulling away, then suddenly stumbled backward and sat down. Oof, what a relief. Eventually, the crocodile let go of the elephant's nose. He waited 3 days for his nose to shrink and go back to its normal size, but nothing happened. Suddenly, a fly stung him on the shoulder, and before he knew, it lifted up his trunk and hit that fly dead. He thought he could have never done this with his small nose. Now, the elephant's child was doing all sorts of things, squirting the river water on his back without having to kneel, plucking delicious fruits from the trees instead of waiting for it to fall, and of course, scratching himself. He was enjoying himself. The elephant's child was feeling homesick and decided to return home. He found his way back home with the help of the banana skins and melon rinds, which he had dropped on the way. Finally, he was back into the arms of his loving family. His uncle Baboon called him and spanked him. The elephant's child said, "I don't think you people know anything about spanking. I'll do and show you." He then uncurled his new long trunk and spanked two of his dear brothers. They asked him, "How did he learn the new trick? And how is your nose so long?" So the elephant's child told them of what had happened. The entire family went one by one to the crocodile in the great grey green Limpopo River to get new long noses. And ever since, elephant's trunks are as long as they are today. Thank you, children.